Hello. My name is Hyojin, and I'm a four-year student at SNU. Today, I'll be sharing my story of how God's scandalous grace changed my life throughout the 3 years in Emmaus Campus Ministry. To give you some background, as Rona mentioned, I've been around for a long time, probably longer than many of the current Emmaus staff or student leaders. At my first large group in 2011, God revealed his grace to completely redeem a person through Pastor Aaron's testimony. As she shared, I fell in love with this God and got hooked to Emmaus. However, unlike other Emmaus testimonies, my story is not one of immediate transformation and victory from this moment onwards. In fact, it would be 3 years, three more years, until I can confidently say, as I do today, that I truly believe and am grateful for God's love and grace, and that I would be lost, completely unable to live without him. My biggest struggle was accepting the grace of God, this unmerited love and grace and favor. I had a very deep-seated, works-based mindset and spiritual walk. It offended me when people asked for things they didn't deserve or put their efforts to. It even offended me when people struggled with things that could have been prevented or achieved if they had just put in the effort. You eat if you work, you're as worthy as your works. But that's definitely not the gospel message. Throughout the years, God gently but surely broke this mentality off of me. In Emmaus, he humbled me by showering me with his love and his grace, whether I was performing well or not. And he began to set me free from this works-based mentality. At the start of my Emmaus road, God just spoon-fed me grace through his words and through the people I met at Emmaus. Every single sermon spoke to me. The staff, through their long-term commitment and prayers, sowed into me. Stutters like Jaya and Alex manifested God's love to me, though I was not open to Christian relationships at the time. Grace was so sweet to receive. And then Emmaus came to SNU. My heart burned for SNU. It did. But I was selfish and reluctant to extend the love and grace that I had received. I kept saying that I loved God, but I was too busy to serve him like the exchange students that seemed to come here on break. I, on the other hand, had a limited amount of time, and I had to put it to good use. So I had to do well in school, study well, lead student body, go to Tokyo and Beijing with professors, not listen to Rona, or help with the campus plan. Sounds like rebellion, doesn't it? It was. Honestly, it wasn't a matter of time or grades or stress or money. It was a matter of my own heart. I wish I had a dramatic turning point to share with you guys, but I don't. Throughout my time in Emmaus SNU, God gradually turned my heart toward him with his unlimited goodness. He sent Rona to persistently sow into me for 3 years. 3 years. he also gave me friends like Chongmi and Bo to walk and grow with. And as I slowly began to commit to large group familias and started taking ownership of Emmaus, just out of pure obedience, God was faithful to take care of my needs. One example of this is he replaced my performance-based scholarship to one that was unconditional, and it covers me until graduation. And this was when my GPA was at its lowest. I didn't even pray or apply for it. My department did it all for me. I was bewildered, even offended a little bit. And I could tell you of so many other stories where it feels like God just had the school throw money or jobs at me just to provide me with abundance and security. Now I can confidently say that I prefer to live in the reality of God's grace over my own works and righteousness. So at the beginning of this year, God challenged me to take a step of faith and give more of myself to him when Rona asked me to become a student leader at SNU Emmaus. Slightly anxious, I reflected on God's faithfulness, remembered how he has loved on me for no apparent reason, and how he had taken care of me better than I could ever do. I could not help but say yes. There was not a specific reason I could point to for this desire to be part of God's story in this way. It's not like I had a groundbreaking encounter or my circumstances drastically changed. It was simple recognition of and faith in his unlimited, unconditional goodness. He would not just refill my cup, but also expand it to receive and give more as I made more room in my heart for the people and ministry of God. Laying down the things I'm holding on to in life never got easier. Emmaus has, as I feared, made my life more turbulent and unpredictable than I think is comfortable. But I found that it's only when I choose to lay down my life that I am really able to enjoy the life, the people, and the fellowship, to have a heart to truly give and receive love. This semester, as I led my first familia, God kept filling my heart with such an awe and love for my girls, who are so willing to open up their hearts to God, to one another, to myself. Man, the strength of the emotions I felt this semester was unnatural. How can God feel so much more for us and for you? Thank you, Emmaus staff and student leaders, for not just sowing into Emmaus, but for being so relational and loving. The SNU staff starter team really manifests God's heart, praying, loving, sowing in time and energy into this ministry. Thank you, students, for your commitment and for walking with me this semester. I have felt so loved through every one of you, and on you, my testimony stands. To all the four-year students like myself, or students with a more gradual testimony, I'd like to encourage you to meditate on God's goodness in your life more often. As an elder child, I know it's easy to fall into the mentality of counting the things that you feel like you've had to give up, not realizing that as the eldest child, you have received so much more love and attention by birthright. As P.E. once said, our minds tend to be path-dependent. When we encountered God, we paved a new path, one less traveled. As we continue to walk down this path and wear it down, it becomes more natural for us to see God's heart for us and consider all else less significant than him. Laying down things never seems to get easier, but it's definitely become more natural for me. It's because he first gave his only son for us to reconcile us to him, to redeem, and to love us. It's only natural for us to overflow with that love. And you, Philly Shilim, thank you for loving on and praying for SNU students, for really sowing into us and making us feel like we are part of a family here at Shilim. If it weren't for the prayers of New Philly, I would not be who I am today. Thank you.